Pitanuna is my name from Hoa Bangkok Church, Thailand. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah 54 verses 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Since last year, God really put this message in my heart, and He gave me a vision. That is a vision of the tent of the Lord moving ahead. And God put this word to enlarge the tent of the Lord for the next 3 years. And I saw the vision of the tent is moving for 3 steps forward. And then the tent was enlarged, become bigger and bigger. And then the rain came down on the roof of the tent. But the tent could stand firm and still moving on. So I formed this direction for our ministry for the next 3 years. 05, 06, and 07. They're going to be the year of enlarging the tent of the Lord. And this year, 05, I started to see the first area be fulfilled more and more. That is the area of salt and light. That the churches of godly people influence the society more and more. And I can see godly people be or enter the parliament or the government so that we can be such a blessing, impact to the nation as well. And I love to see 2 areas more. Because I saw the tent of the Lord moving into 3 areas for the next 3 years, just for personal ministry. But anyway, I'm expecting to see something going to happen. And the Lord gave me 4 things that we can learn from this message to enlarge the tent of the Lord. How? How to enlarge the tent of the Lord from this message? Verses 2 and 3. And I found 4 things practically to enlarge the tent of the ministry or the tent of the Lord. The first one, enlarge our hearts. Enlarge our hearts. And the Bible says, enlarge the place of your tent in verse 2. And stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Underline this word. Do not hold back. It relates to the conditions of the heart. It means that that is something that hinders our heart to hold back. And can you remember in the book of Isaiah chapter 6? Isaiah and Israel became sad, mourning, and weeping because they lack of the hero. Because the hero died. King Uzziah died. King Uzziah was a great king. And he died. So the Israel and Isaiah the prophet, lack of leader, lack of hope, lack of hero. Because heroes passed away already. And then God showed him the vision. God gave him the vision. He saw God sitting on the throne. He saw God, not man. He wanted to encourage Isaiah to shift the focus on man to focus on the Lord alone. Because they focus on man. They have hope when they have man, when they have leaders. And God changed his heart to focus on the Lord alone. And it helped Isaiah for the entire life in the ministry. Brother and sister, so beloved, we cannot enlarge the tent of the Lord. We cannot enlarge the tent of the ministry until the leaders, is you and me, enlarge our heart. Don't let anything, the circumstance, the situation that commend you negatively to hinder you or to hold you back. And also let's enlarge our heart to capture the vision that God gives to us. Enlarge our hearts, enlarge our vision, so that we can be a good vessel and be used mightily by God as well. In 1980, Dr. Peter Wagner from Fuller visited Thailand, and he interviewed all the pastors there. How is the spiritual conditions in Thailand? And all the pastors spoke negative. It's tough. It's difficult. The largest church had only 200 people. 200 people. And the pastor never believed that they're going to break through 1,000 people church. And then Peter Wagner went back to Fuller and shared it to the other pastors who are the students in the Bible seminary, that Thailand is tough. It's difficult to break through spiritual stronghold. And then 1 year later, God put the vision in our hearts to start a church and to plant churches in every town, but in every town in Thailand. We don't know how many towns. And then when we look back, we see the statistics. There was 685 towns in Thailand. And then we start a church in September 1981. Before that, we knocked the door of the heaven for 6 months. We prayed, Lord, we want to start a church. We want to plant churches in every single town in the whole nation. And we don't have money. We have 5 people. We pray for 6 months. And then we ask the hospital to get the free room of the meeting. We don't have money to rent it. That's why we got offer from the hospital to use the meeting room free of charge. In September, we start the first service with 5 people. On the first service, we got 17 people. The rest are observers, visitors. They just come and look and observe what's going on in this church. But anyway, even we have 5 people, we put the banner in front of the pulpit. It's something like this. Our vision, 685 towns by the year 2000. And that's what 1981. And the people, the believers who come as the observer, laugh at us. Are you crazy? You have 5 people. You want to plant churches throughout the whole nation, to touch 685 towns. Are you crazy, man? It's the same thing happening to Noah's town. When Noah building the ark, everyone look at him. Are you crazy, Noah? You're going to build the ark? Why the ark? Because the rain's coming? The rain coming. No one believed the big rain coming. But it's true. It's true. It's real. And then, after 1 month later, we have overnight prayer meeting on Friday night. And then God spoke to us with the 5 people. Next Sunday, you're going to have, say, 20 people. 20 people on Sunday. And then we believe God's promises. He started this church. He founded this church. He is the founder. He is the head. And this is God's business. He's going to do it. And then we believe God fully. Next Sunday, we got 20 people exactly. And then 1 month later, we have overnight prayer meeting on Friday night until Saturday morning. And then God spoke to us prophetically. You're going to have 25 people. 25 people on Sunday. And we believe God's promise. When the Sunday came, we got 25 people exactly. And then 1 month later, we knocked the door of the heaven, overnight prayer meeting. You can see the power of prayer. And then God spoke to us through the prayer meeting. Next Sunday, you're going to have 30 people. We believe in God's promises. And then next Sunday, we got 30 people exactly. 30, not 31, not 29, 30 people. And then 1 month later, we knocked the door of the heaven. Lord, we love to see your presence and your power. And he spoke to us prophetically. Next Sunday, you're going to have 52, not 50, 52 people. It's difficult to have 52 people, exactly. And then next Sunday came, when we worship the Lord, we had 51. Not 52, 51. Lord, you spoke the word, you gave us a promise. How can we have 51, not 52? And then we went to the restroom to see how many people inside there. We want to find the last person, the 52nd person. But we did not find anyone in the restroom. Lord, where is the last person? And then when we started preaching, the last person came in. The 52nd person came in. That is the auntie. That is the senior person came in. And on that Sunday, we have 52 people exactly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God is real. So God encouraged our heart to be enlarged when we walk with the Lord. When we believe and trust Him fully as well. The second thing, enlarge our life. Enlarge our life. The Bible says, lengthen your cords. The tent cannot be enlarged until the cord of the tent be enlarged. Where is your amen?
Amen.
If you want to enlarge the tent, you need to enlarge the cord. Enlarge the cord. Strengthen the cord first. Lengthen your cord, the Bible says. The cord represents or relates to the life character, to the maturity. Job chapter 4, verse 75. When you read this scripture, it's interpreted this way. The cord needs to be pulled up and represent some of the life character. For example, excellence, the goodness in our life. So we cannot grow further spiritually until the life of leaders grow up. Let me tell you this. The growth of the church will be determined by the growth of the leaders. Will be determined by the growth of the pastor. We cannot enlarge or grow the church until our life character grow up spiritually, become more mature. So the growth of the cell groups will be determined by the growth of the cell leaders. It's true. So we love to enlarge our life as well. Then we love to see the quality, and then we're going to see the quantity later. When we have quality, surely the quantity will come along naturally, automatically as well. One day, I asked one of our team to go to the upcountry to take over the church, to run the church. And he was not gifted person. He was not talented person. Outwardly, he was introvert type of personality. Not dynamic, not enthusiastic. But he took my offer. He wanted to go to the upcountry to run that church because there was a problem of disunity in the church. After he landed in that city in the upcountry of Thailand, the members don't like him. The members complain against the pastor and the church. There was 80 people. They thought negative. They complained against God and the church and the leader. This new leader did not know what to do, how to solve the problem. He didn't know. The only thing that he could do is knock the door of the heaven. Lord, I don't know how to solve the problem. The church is not in unity. Complain against God and me. But I need your help. I need your divine appointment. And then the members came to see him every day just to complain, speak negative about the church and not about him, criticize him. He keep quiet. He never speak to them. because he didn't know how to solve the problem. He was the new star. He was the new leader. But he prayed to the Lord 3 hours a day. Knocked the door of the heaven. Lord, help, help, help. For 1 month. After the first month passed, God intervened. God came. The members stopped speaking negative. And then he, as a leader, started to share, started to speak. And then he can bring them to come to have unity. That is God's power. That is God's hand. After he prayed for 1 month every day, 3 hours a day. And then the spiritual atmosphere changed. The people come together in one accord, have one unity. And then he can move the church forward. And then what happened? He could grow the church from 80 people, 80 people, to 150 within 6 months. Double growth. You can see the quality, the power of prayer, and then the unity, and then the quantity increasing in number as well. So his life was enlarged and grew bit by bit as well. The third area, the third one, enlarge the leaders. Enlarge new leaders. Raise up new leaders. The Bible says in verse 2, strengthen your faith. Strengthen the pit of the pen. What does it mean? When you look at the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 10 verse 4, the Bible interprets the Bible itself. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 4, from Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the 10 pegs. Listen again, from him the 10 pegs or the 10 stakes, from him the battle bow, and from him every ruler. So the saying or the pick represents a relay to the leaders, to the rulers of the church. We cannot enlarge the ten of the church, the ten of the ministry, until we enlarge the new leaders, raise up new leaders, enlarge the leaders as well. Isaiah 22 verses 22-23. To make it short, verse 23, the Bible says, I will drive him like a pig, like a stake, into a firm place. You can see it. Him and the pig, leader and the pig or the stake. He will be a seat of honor for the house of the Father. So the pig or the stake relates to the leader. So we can see. So every year I set the goal of the church growth, but together I set the goal of raising up new leaders as well, so that we can grow the church, so that we can enlarge the tent of the ministry. We cannot look after the fruit of the spiritual fruit until we have enough leaders, until we have enough new leaders. All the time I ask my team, who is your right hand guy? Who is your left hand person? Who is your upcoming leaders? So we want to raise up more leaders in the kingdom of God. In 1994, we had 200 churches. 94, we had 200 churches. And our vision was 685 churches in the nation by the year 2000. So 6 years ahead of time. And then God really put in my heart, let's do it now. Don't wait until the year 2000. And then 3 years, 94, 95, and 97, I raised up new leaders. I mobilized 1,000 leaders to go out to the field, to do church planting. Who are they? Young people. 20 years old up to 30 years old range. Some of them are students in the university. Some of them are young professionals. Weekend, we go out to the upcountry. Monday, Friday, we work in the company. Monday, Friday, we study in the university. But Friday night, we travel to the upcountry. To do what? Church planting. And then Sunday night, we come back to Bangkok. go to work on Monday, go to university on Monday. So 1,000 get involved in the ministry, get involved in the mission field in the nation. What happened after 3 years? Keep doing this. At the end of 1996, we grew from 200 churches to 700 churches within 3 years. So the first vision was done, 685. Now we break through 685 and we have 700 churches. Not because of me. It's not a one-man show. It's God's power and God's presence and His hand to be upon our people. They are not apostles. They are not a pastor. They are just some kind of leader. They are ordinary people. And God used ordinary people to do extraordinary work to glorify Him alone.
Yes.
God never went for Superman, Spider-Man, Batman. They died already. Superman died yesterday, last year. He died already. God used ordinary people like you and me to do supernatural, extraordinary work to glorify Him alone.
Amen.
If God used a big man only, sometimes we feel proud. But God used the humble people, sincere, simple, you know, and ordinary people, and sometimes not gifted. But He can be such a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God look at heart. But man look at our appearance. And God can use this kind of people. So I designed this church, our church there, to continue on without me. Not depend on one person, but depend on the Lord.
Amen.
And I love to see the engine is going. The engine is driving without a pastor, without a one man. I want them to continue on the vision, fulfill the vision, fulfill the great commission without the pastor. If the pastor is still around, it's like a bonus. If he's not around, fine. Because we have God to be with us so we can continue on. Hallelujah. And then the last one, enlarge in all directions. In verse 3, the Bible says, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. You can see, not all, but and. Right and left. Not only one side. When we grow, when we enlarge the tent just into one side only, it's not balanced. It's not balanced. And the tent cannot be enlarged because only one side enlarged. Only one side moving. But the Bible says, moving to the right and to the left. Too many directions. To all directions. So we need to prepare our ministry to open room to the new ministry. To have the new ministry, new group of people, new ministry rising up. When you study the history of the churches in the world, when we can see the revival, when we see some new group rose up, rising up, new ministry or new group of people or new movement, new family rising up. So we love to enlarge to see the new ministry, new group of people rising up. Don't have narrow-minded, don't fix mind, but open our hearts. Give room to the Holy Spirit to open the new ministry in your ministry so that He can move as well. We can see the prison ministry. We love to see hospital ministry. We love to see new ministry. We love to see Great Commission ministry to be fulfilled as well. So we love to see many kinds of new ministry rising up as well. Brother and sister, last year I started a new center in Bangkok. Nowadays I have 7 centers in Bangkok, but one church, but 7 centers. Last year I started the 7th one, the new one, in the hotel, in the hub of the city. The objective is to reach out the businessmen, the VIP man, the executive in the government and in the company. So we invested money if we see the potential to grow and reach out these kind of people. So I rented a hotel for the whole year, every Sunday, invested the money to reach out the businessmen and the executive and the VIP. Up to now, 1 year already, that center grew a lot, have a double growth rate as well. We see the general came in, converted the whole family. We see senators who sit in the parliament, converted the whole family, come to church every Sunday. He is 63 years old with the son and daughter. The whole family converted, even he is a senator, sit in the parliament, converted in the church. And he evangelized the general in the army to be converted in the church. So you can see a lot of people, executive in the government, parliament, in the company, came to the church, and they respect the servant of God. They're so humble, even they are big shot in the secular world. But when they enter the kingdom of God and see God's servant, they respect, they humble themselves, they respect the servant of God, honor the servant of God. God supplied the humble and very good people. We didn't know where they come from. We didn't know how to do it, but we sincere, simply do it. God's way is higher than our way. God's method is higher than our method as well. So thank God for that. So they love to see new direction, new ministry, new target group of people to come into the kingdom of God as well. And the last one, part two. What are the consequences? What are the consequences after we do four things? And the Bible tells us in the last verse, two things here. The first consequence is we're going to see people from various nations in our ministry, in our churches as well. And we're going to see a lot of nationalities stream into the kingdom of God as well. Not only one nation, but many nationalities. Prepare your ministry in Latin America to be international church. Not only just for Spanish-speaking people, but for all kinds of people. You're going to be here as well. And I love to see this happen in our ministry there. Even we don't speak English, we speak Thai. But we love to see many nationalities in the kingdom of God, not only Thai people, but the foreigners, the overseas people who walk on the street in Bangkok, in Thailand, they should be reached out and enter the kingdom of God as well. And the second one, we're going to see the people settling in everywhere. We're going to see godly people in everywhere, every community, every village, every nation in the world. Jesus died for everyone. Amen. Not only for Thai people, not only for Spanish speaking people, but for all kinds of people. So today, let's challenge your heart to enlarge your heart to the Lord, to enlarge the tent of the Lord, and to do the Great Commission together. God bless you. Amen.